So today is the last day of our seminar. I think by 9 o'clock we have to vacate the rooms. So we'll quickly finish the class today. The last song of Sharanagati. Now the question is, how can you get Sharanagati? Sharanagati is there in Vedavyas. How many of you have Vedavyas? Okay, and those who don't have Vedavyas, and if you want to have the songs of Sharanagati, you can just ask somebody to print it out from Vedavyas. It's in the Vedavyas, in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's works. And so did you like this process of Sharanagati? Now are you going to do the Sharanagati? Surrender yourselves completely? Do you remember the condition of surrender? Manasa deha geha jo kichu mor. So, your mind, who are you going to offer it to? So when you offer it to Krishna, then are you going to use it for yourself? Sure? Okay, so make sure that in your mind, it's always Krishna. With your mind, always think of Krishna. Man mana bhava. So you have your mind, so you can still use it, but use it for Krishna. Your house, who does it belong to? Very good. Your family, who does it belong to? Your bank account, who does it belong to? That's a tough one. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sure you'll use everything in Krishna's service. So that is the ultimate goal of our life. You see, as I mentioned many a times, this life is actually a time, an opportunity to prepare ourselves for death. What does it actually mean to prepare ourselves for death? At the time of death, what will happen? At the time of death, we'll have to leave everything behind. We can either look at it this way, that we have to leave everything behind, or we can also see it as everything will be taken away from us. No matter how much we want to hold on to them, they all will be taken away from us. So instead of letting them take them away from us, it's better to just be free from them. Be free from or get rid of them. We don't get rid of them in such a way, in an irresponsible way. We get rid of them by offering them to Krishna. Because everything belongs to Krishna. In this respect, Prabhupada gave a wonderful analogy. Like, say, a bag of gold is lying in the middle of the road. One person will come and see it. What will be his reaction? He'll pick up the bag and go away. Another person will see the gold lying on the road and he will think that this doesn't belong to me, so I won't take it. And he will walk away. And another person, he will see that this bag of gold is lying there and he'll open the bag and see if the address of the owner of this gold is there, and he will then return it to him. So out of these three people, who is the best? The one who finds the owner of the gold and offers it back to him, gives it back to him. Now, everything, who does everything belong to? Krishna. So those who just offer everything to Krishna, they are the first class. And who are those people? They are the devotees of Krishna. Who are the second class people? Those who don't touch it, thinking it doesn't belong to me. Those second-class people are the so-called spiritualists, renounced people, those who do not want to accept anything, tyagis, renunciates. And the third-class one are the materialists who are stealing Krishna's property and trying to enjoy them. So our business is to offer everything back to Krishna. My house, we consider, who does it belong to? My family, who does it belong to? My money, my other possessions, who does it belong to? And we offer it to Krishna. Offer it to Krishna means we engage them in Krishna's service. Jo kichu mor orpilu tu apade Nanda Kishore. Then what will happen? Before we die, if we practice this, that we offer everything to Krishna, then at the time of death, when everything will be taken away from us, we won't really feel bad, because to begin with, we didn't think that they belong to us. We had been practicing to offer everything to Krishna. And finally, when everything will be taken away, what is the ultimate possession, the most coveted possession? The body. So at the time of death, we have to give up our body. That is why it is very important that we cultivate this process of offering deha, geha, jo kichu mor to Krishna. So that is the foundation or basis of Sharanagati. So please cultivate it and help others to cultivate also this process of Sharanagati. Sometimes it's difficult. We forget. But if we remain in the association of devotees, then the devotees will remind us. Association will directly or indirectly remind us about our actual business. So manasa deho geho jo kichu mor orpilu tu apade Nanda Kishore. Did you like these songs that we sang every day? So are you going to sing them? Yeah. There's nothing to feel embarrassed or shy about it. How did you all like Shyama Mohini singing? She said, at the beginning, she said that she was feeling shy. But do you think there was any reason for her to be shy? No, she sang so well. How did you like Gopika's singing yesterday? Gopika is not so shy. She is. She is bold. And how did you like Ratna Radhika's singing? Actually, I should have started it earlier. Then different days we could have had different devotees sing. I am a late thinker. I am a little slow. So that's why I thought of it only day before yesterday. Ratna Radhika is also a very good singer. And the way she played the harmonium, how did you like it? She relieved me from this trouble of playing the harmonium. I don't like to play harmonium. Actually, in the Indian singers also, it is known that it's better not to use the harmonium when you're singing. Because then the harmonium leads you. Like, it, your tune doesn't come out the way. It sometimes is good, for practice it's good, but when you are singing with, especially Krishna conscious songs are often sang with, music, song is actually meant to be sung with emotion. So that's why the musicians in India, especially classical musicians, they don't use harmonium. Others may play harmonium, but they don't. And so thank you very much, Ratna Radhika. Hare Krishna. So today we will briefly, quickly go through this very beautiful conclusion of Sharanagati. This is the Naam Mahatmya, Shri Naam Mahatmya, the glories of the holy name. Can everybody see the board, the screen? Well, either that can expand or you can come forward. Come close, then you'll be able to see it. Everybody can see it from last. Savitri, can you see? Can you make it larger? Or you can take out the translation. Yeah, take out the translation. Then it'll be easier to expand. Okay, don't worry about the screen. Look at me. Krishna naam dhare kato bal. What power does the name of Krishna possess? Bishayo bashona nale, mor chitto sada jale. My heart constantly burns in the fire of worldly desires. Robi tapto morubhumi shamo. Just like a desert scorched by the rays of the sun. Korno randhro patho diya, ridi majhe probeshiya. The holy name entering the core of my heart through the holes of my ears. Borishoy Shudhayonupamo showers unparalleled nectar upon my soul. So is it clear? What does the holy name do? What does the holy name do? The holy name of the Lord enters through our ears, comes to the region of our heart, and there it begins to shower and unparalleled nectar, unique nectar. And then see what happens. Well, are you still looking at the screen? Okay, if you are, then I'll tell something. If you're not, then I'll just leave it for later on. Okay, what I wanted to say, that these diacritics haven't been adjusted. You did already. Oh, okay. Okay. Ridayo hoite bole. Bole, no, it will be spelling mistake. Jubharo agrete chale. Shabdo rupe nache anukhan. Korno randhro. No, kante mor bhange shor, ongo kape tharo thar, sthir hoite napare charon. Ridoy hoite bole, the holy name speaks from within my heart. Jivbharo agrete chale, moves. So where does the holy name rise from? From the heart. And where does it come to? The tip of the tongue, moves onto the tip of my tongue and constantly dances on it in the form of transcendental sound vibration. My throat becomes choked up, my body shivers again and again, and my feet cannot remain still. Ridoy hoite bole, jubharo agrete chale, shabdo rupe nache anukhan. Kante mor bhange shor, ongo kape tharo thar, sthir hoite napare charon. Then the third one, chokhe dhara dehe gharmo, পুলকিত সব চর্ম বিবর্ণ হইল কলেবর, মূর্ছিত হইল মন প্রলয়ের আগমন ভাবে সর্বদেহে জড়জ্বর। রিভার্স অফ টিয়ার্স ফ্লো ফ্রম মাই আইজ, পার্সপিরেশন কমপ্লিটলি সোকস মাই বডি, অল মাই স্কিন থ্রিলস উইথ র্যাপচার, মাই হেয়ার্স স্ট্যান্ড অন এন্ড অ্যান্ড মাই কমপ্লেকশন টার্নস পেল অ্যান্ড ডিসকালার্ড, মাই মাইন্ড গ্রোজ ফেইন্ট, আই বিগিন টু এক্সপিরিয়েন্স ডেভাস্টেশন অ্যান্ড মাই এন্টায়ার বডি ইজ শ্যাটার্ড ইন আ ফ্লাড অফ এক্সট্যাটিক ইমোশনস। So that's what the holy name does. Shuddha Naam will do that, pure name of the Lord. Now, see what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying. Koriyato upadrav chitte barshe shudha drav more dare premero shagore kichuna bujhite dilo more to batul koilo মোর চিত্ত বিত্ত সব হরে। ওয়েল কজিং সাচ অ্যান এক্সট্যাটিক ডিস্টার্বেন্স, করিয়া তো উপদ্রব, হি ইজ সেইং দ্যাট দিজ আর অল ডিস্টার্বেন্স, দিস এক্সট্যাটিক সিমটমস, দ্য শেডিং অফ টিয়ার্স, ট্রেম্বলিং অফ দ্য বডি, বডি বিকামিং সোকড উইথ পার্সপিরেশন, হেয়ার স্ট্যান্ডিং অন এন্ড, দিজ আর অল এক্সট্যাটিক symptoms. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, kori eto upadrob. Upadrob means disturbance, causing so much disturbance. Chitte borshe shudha drabo. The holy name showers liquid nectar on my heart and drowns me in the ocean of divine love of Godhead. He does not allow me to understand anything, for he has made me truly mad by having stolen away my mind and all my resources. Loinu ashray jar heno byabohar tar bornite na pari e sokol krishna naam ichchhamoy jahe jahe sukh hoy sei mor sukhero sombol. Such is the behavior of him in whom I have taken shelter. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is complaining, look what this holy name has done to me. I have taken shelter of the him and look what he has done to me. I am not capable of describing all this. The holy name of Krishna is independent and thus acts on his own sweet will. In whatever way he becomes happy, that is also my way of happiness. Premer kolika naam adbhut rashero dham heno bol koroye prakash
was there?
Oh, ishad bikoshi puno. Yeah, right. Like ঈষৎ বিকশি পুন দেখায় নিজ রূপ গুণ চিত্ত হরি লয় কৃষ্ণ পাশ। The holy name is the bud of flower of divine love and is the very abode of astonishing mellows. Such is the power he manifests that when his holy name starts to blossom a little further, it then reveals his own divine form and qualities. Thus, my heart is abducted and taken directly to Krishna. Purno bikoshito hoiya, broje more jai loiya, dakhai mor shorupo bilash, more shiddho deho diya, Krishna pashe rakhe giya, e deher kore sarbonash. Blossoming fully, like blossoming partly, what did the holy name do? That has been described in the previous one. Should we go through it again? When the holy name starts to blossom a little further, it then reveals his own divine form and qualities. So by chanting the holy name, from the holy name only, we will see Krishna's divine form and qualities. Thus my heart is abducted, and by showing his form, Krishna steals my heart. And also he steals all my possession and takes to Krishna. Now, what does it do? Blossoming fully, the flower of the holy name takes me to Braja. So the holy name will transport us to Vrindavan. Takes me to Braja and reveals to me his own love dalliance. This name gives to me my own eternal spiritual body, keeps me right by Krishna's side, and completely destroys everything related to this mortal frame of mine. Chitna e deher kore sarbonash. Destroy this body. Krishna naam chintamoni akhilo rasero khoni nitto mukto shuddho rasomoy namer balai joto sob loye hoi hoto tobe mor shukhero udoy. The name of Krishna is a transcendental touchstone, a mine of all devotional mellows. It is eternally liberated and the embodiment of pure rasa. When all impediments to the pure chanting of the holy name are taken away and destroyed, then my happiness will know its true awakening. So this is what the holy name does. This is what the holy name is going to do. Are you ready for that? So once again, are you ready to lose everything? So what the holy name will do? E deher kore sarbonash. E deho means this body. E deher means of this body. And sarbonash means? Sarvanash means total destruction. Sarva means all. And nash means destruction. So e deher kore sarbonash. So be ready for that. Your body will be destroyed by the holy name. And your chitta, bitta, everything will be stolen. Your wealth will be stolen by the holy name. Are you ready for that? Not only it will steal your wealth, it will also steal your mind. Chitta. Okay, so this is the mercy of the holy name and this is the glory of the holy name. So should we try to sing this quickly? Krishna naam dhare kato bar. Krishna naam dhare kato bar. Krishna naam dhare kato bar. Bishayo basona nale mor chitto sada jale robi tapto moru bhumi shamo. Karna randhra patho diya ridi majhe probeshiya borishay sudhayonupa. হৃদয় হইতে বলে জিহ্বায় অগ্রেতে চলে শব্দ রূপে নাচে অনুক্ষণ কণ্ঠে মো ভঙ্গেশ্বর অঙ্গ কাপে থর থর স্থির হইতে না পারে চরণ ভঙ্গেশ্বর চোখে ধারা দেহে ঘর্ম পুলকিত সব চর্ম বিবর্ণ হইল কলেব মূর্ছিত হইল মন প্রলয়ের আগমন ভাবে সর্বদেহ জড়জন করি এত উপদ্রব চিত্তে বর্ষে সুধাদ্রব মোরে দ্বারে প্রেমের সাগরে কিছু না বুঝিতে দিল মোরে তো বাতুল কইল মোর চিত্ত বিত্ত সব হারে লইনু আশ্রয় যা হেন ব্যবহার তার বর্ণিতে না পারি সকল কৃষ্ণ নাম ইচ্ছাময় যাহে যাহে সুখ হয় সেই মোর সুখের সম্বল প্রেমের কলিকানা অদ্ভুত রসের ধাম
কেন বল কর এ প্রকার, ঈষৎ বিকশি পূর্ণ দেখায় নিজ রূপ গুণ, চিত্ত হরি লয় কৃষ্ণ পান, পূর্ণ বিকশিত হইয়া ব্রজে মোরে যায় লইয়া, দেখায় মোরে স্বরূপ বিলাস, মোরে সিদ্ধ দেহ দিয়া কৃষ্ণ পাশে রাখে গিয়া, এ দেহের করে সর্বনাশ, কৃষ্ণ নাম চিন্তা মনি অখিল রসের খনি, নিত্য মুক্ত শুদ্ধ রসময়, নামেরও বালাই যত সব লয়ে হই হত, তবে মোর সুখের উদয়, কৃষ্ণ নাম ধরে কত বন, কৃষ্ণ নাম ধরে কত বন, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে,
হরে কৃষ্ণ জয় শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ। সো অ্যাজ আই মেনশনড আর্লিয়ার দ্যাট দিস ইজ জাস্ট টু জেনারেট সাম ইন্টারেস্ট ইন ইউ টু রিড দিস স্ক্রিপচার্স। সো শরণাগতি, প্লিজ গেট the copies of the Sharanagati songs by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and if you read them and sing them, you'll see how everything will become so naturally manifest. And this is what we are here for. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is such a brilliant person. Sometimes I sing one English song by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. But this time I didn't get an opportunity. Last time I think we did we? Orlando we did it, yeah? Just that one song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given the entire philosophy. Just consider the Vedas are so vast. Then it is condensed in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then it is further condensed. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur has just brought it to the very basic, just in one poetry. The entire Bhagavatam has been given. Can you imagine? And what is that song? How many of you remember? Yes? What's the... And? Dazzling, deadly liquid forms, their hearts forever employ. So isn't that our condition in this material nature? Bhaktivinoda Thakur is feeling pity for us. Alas, for those who spend their days, how do you spend their days? In festive mirth and joy. We are trying to enjoy in so many different ways. And the dazzling, deadly liquid forms, their hearts forever employ. Our hearts are hankering for what? The dazzling, deadly. And it is liquid. Liquid means transient. Does the liquid create any form? There is some form, but for, say, just consider a fountain. The water is coming out and some form is there. But is that form there really? Just immediately it is gone. The dazzling, deadly, liquid forms, their hearts forever employ. The shining bottles charm their eyes and draw their hearts' embrace. We all are a bunch of drunkards in the material nature. The shining, what happens to a drunkard? The shining bottle charm their eyes and draw their hearts' embrace. The slaves of wine can never rise from what we call disgrace. In this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur keeps describing. Then he describes, just see the body, how he is describing our existence with this material body. He is saying, the flesh is not our own, alas. The mortal frame a chain. The soul confined for former wrongs will try to rise again. Got it? The flesh is not our own, alas. Alas, this flesh, this body is not our, not ours. Rather, this mortal frame is a chain with which we have been tied down in this material nature. This flesh is not our own, alas, the mortal frame a chain. The soul has been confined, imprisoned in this body. For what? For former wrongs. For the sins of our past, the mistakes of our past. But now the soul will try to rise again. Will try to rise again. Forget the past that sleeps never. Future dream at all. Live with the time that are with thee. And progress thee shall call. And then finally, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, O Sharagrahi Vaishnava soul, thou art an angel fair, lead me on to Vrindavan, and spirit's power declare. There rest my soul upon my lover's arm, from the bond of matter free. So, and this is how Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, like, then ultimately, from becoming free from the bondage of matter, we will, that Saragrahi Vaishnava will take us to Vrindavan. And there we will return to the embrace of Krishna. They rest my soul upon my lover's arms. So who is that lover? Krishna. From the bond of matter free, becoming free from the bondage of matter. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you can see how brilliant a personality he was. I mean, undoubtedly he was from the spiritual sky. Otherwise, how can anybody describe in such a way? What an amazing personality. Wrote in English, wrote in Bengali, wrote in Sanskrit, in poetry. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question? Yes, Shyamohini.
Guru Maharaj, we were wondering what the other
Sharanagati
sounds for the fourth Sharanagati sounds. Is it Sharanagati 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 Sharanagati
Sharanagati Tumi, I think that song goes like, one of the songs is Tumi Sharvesh Shareshwar Brajendra Kumar. You are the son of Nanda Maharaj. You are the Lord, Ishwar, Sarva Ishwara Ishwar. You are the Ishwar and Ishwar of everyone. And by your will, everything is being controlled. Another song is, Tumi to maribe jare, ketare rakhite pare. One who you want to kill, who can protect him? And whom you want to protect, who can kill him? So this is how Krishna is the supreme protector. So this is how. So print it out from Vedavis and you'll find such wonderful treasure of spiritual wealth. Yes.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that the dust of the lotus feet of the pure devotees are the root of the creeper of devotion. What's the proper etiquette for taking the dust of the lotus feet? Do we actually touch the feet or do we touch around the feet? And is it true that there's a transfer of karma?
Yesterday we dealt with that question actually. Yeah. The actual significance of taking the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee is to place him above our head. Dust is at the feet of his. Now the feet is the lowest part of the body. So when the lowest part of the body is there, that means the rest of the body is above that. So we place ourselves below the lotus feet. That means we carry his lotus feet on our head. And carrying the lotus feet in our head means to become completely surrendered to him. To be surrendered to him means follow his instructions. So that is the general understanding. And as you were saying, what is the etiquette of touching the feet? Sometimes it is advised not to touch if the person doesn't allow it to. Because you do not know what may happen. Because, and just to give, this also I briefly discussed yesterday, when somebody came to touch Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj's feet, he used to tell him, you lose everything. Tomar sarbonash habe. So that means he will, so that is another way of, receiving Vaishnava's mercy. Like sarvanash means all the material things will be destroyed. Material attachments will be destroyed. It's good, but those who are attached to material nature, for them it's something very, very undesirable. Okay, so I'll end now. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. And